Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Monday the 22nd of April. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we are reminded that with Jesus as our anchor, as a church, as a family, and as individuals, we can weather any storm. Our Bible reading today is Matthew chapter 16 and verses 13 to 18. Peter's declaration about Jesus. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Well, they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, and others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets." Then he asked them, "But who do you say I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus replied, "You are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. You did not learn this from any human being. Now I say to you that you are Peter, which means rock, and upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it." I love my wife Gail, and I know she loves me. Because of our profound love for each other, we have been able to weather the storms of life thrown at us over the past 26 years of marriage. If you love someone, whether it's your spouse, a family member, or a friend, you too will know that your love for each other makes your relationship unshakable, whatever life throws at you. This is a reflection of Jesus' love for the church. In his profound love for the church, Jesus declares, "Upon this rock I will build my church, and all the powers of hell will not conquer it." This promise stands as a testament to the unshakable nature of the church founded on the rock that is Christ. Despite the storms that rage against it, be they leadership disputes, debates about our beliefs, or cultural pressures, the church endures because of its divine cornerstone. The church isn't merely a human institution. It's a living, breathing embodiment of Christ's body on earth. When we feel frustration with aspects of church life, as we inevitably will, we must remember that Jesus never abandons his bride. Instead, he calls us to love and commit to her just as he does, warts and all. Why not take a moment today to list the aspects of your church community that frustrate you? Then, beside each point, write down how Jesus might view these same issues. Ask God to help you see the church through his eyes and to fill you with a love that endures, just like his does. As you reflect on these thoughts today, you might want to use this question to help you. How can you actively contribute to strengthening the church, knowing that it is built upon the solid rock of Jesus Christ? I hope you join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill Daily Devotional as we think about the church being a vehicle for God's work.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.